Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, we've got some great weather cooked up here for your weekend plans, assuming your plans involve freezing and possibly getting caught in a storm. Let's see what AccuWeather's Dean DeVore has to say about all this. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, Lee. Right. It is going to get very, very cold as another bitter blast heads our way. And then that cold air is going to spin up a storm that's going to ravage parts of the Midwest and then move up along the eastern seaboard Sunday night into Monday. And it's going to cause problems here with a wintry mix over to rain for the city and some significant snows farther inland you go. But the big thing the next couple of days is going to be your comfort. Temperatures today are going to feel colder. We'll get up in the low 40s on the thermometer, but the real feels start falling, ending up in the teens by day's end. Frigid real feels below zero tonight and in the single digits on the positive side tomorrow with a sunny day. And then it clouds up on Sunday. That storm comes in. Right now it looks like a couple to few inches of snow before it goes over to sleet and rain city and near suburbs with more amounts of snow and sleet as you go farther north and west where the changeover is delayed. Longer, the most significant snow is likely farther north and west of 287 on Monday morning. We'll keep an eye on all of that and everything else in between right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Some of the people who were forced out of their homes by the horrific high-rise fire in the Bronx have been told they can go home, but some don't understand how they could possibly be expected to do that. Glenn Schuck with more live from the Bronx this morning. Glenn.
And good morning, Lee. You know, hundreds of people, in fact, more than 200, displaced from the tragic fire Sunday. And as you mentioned, told that they can probably go on back to their apartments like this woman and her family who tried.
The reeks of smoke and the mental. Like, it's not a place where you would want to be.
Now, some of these families, Lee, that were displaced and taken out into hotels, now they say are being transferred into homeless shelters are not good with that. Now, we spoke with Mona Davids, who is part of the group Social Impact Strategies on Newsline with Bridget Quinn, and that happened on yesterday.
The services, the support that was promised by Governor Hochul, Mayor Eric Adams, Senator Chuck Schumer, Congressman Richie Torres, Borough President Vanessa Gibson, and every other politician that was at press conferences on Sunday and Monday have not happened. These families, they feel abandoned.
We should also mention later today, we're going to hear from Congressman Richie Torres and other elected officials. They've created this new Bronx Task Force on Safety. They say they're coming up with federal proposals to improve fire safety. That'll be about 11 this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live back here in the Bronx.
You know what they say about no good deed going unpunished? Well, a man learned that lesson the hard way in Midtown this week.
A good gesture is returned with an attack. Cops say a good Samaritan offering his coat to a homeless man was thrown to the ground. Mayor Eric Adams commended the victim's generosity.
I think that was an admirable thing that he did.
Police say they arrested 25-year-old Xavier Israel from Ohio here at East 41st Street and 5th Avenue Thursday morning near the New York Public Library. They say Israel allegedly ripped the victim's pants, which caused his wallet to fall out. Cops say Israel took the wallet and fled.
When you see someone attack someone that helps them, that is a signal that people are in pain.
Surveillance video of the attack is on our website at 1010winds.com. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
New York City's eviction moratorium will expire tomorrow, but Mayor Adams says there will be additional resources for people facing eviction for non-payment of rent. The state is again taking applications for rent relief, although it doesn't have any money to provide additional rent relief. Applicants can get protection from eviction, however, while their application for money the state doesn't have gets reviewed. Governor Hochul has been talking about extending the state eviction moratorium, which would, of course, cover the city. Mayor Adams had said there would be no remote learning when city schools reopened earlier this month, but now he's sounding less certain about that.
Mayor Adams appears to have shifted his position on keeping kids in school.
If we're able to put in place a temporarily remote option, we're welcome to do so with the partnership of my good friend, Michael Mulgrew.
Schools Chancellor David Banks conducted Zoom meetings with parents groups, aligned with the same premise that remote is doable but must be negotiated. The UFT issued a statement saying they've been advocating for a remote option all along.
This is not Chicago. This is New York, where we are communicating with each other because we're both emotionally intelligent.
About a quarter of the city's students are not attending class. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
The Knicks have been doing a little trading, and Mark Rene is here to tell us all about it this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, and the deal they made Thursday had been churning in the rumor mill for a little while now. The key piece, Cam Reddish, who comes up north from the Atlanta Hawks and reunites with former Duke teammate R.J. Barrett. A deal SNYZ and Begley gives two thumbs up.
You know, I think on its face, you would think that the Knicks did a pretty good job in this trade because they're getting a young player in Reddish with big upside. And you didn't have to give up a ton to get Reddish.
Yeah, all the Knicks gave up was a future first-round draft pick and Kevin Knox, who'd pretty much become a bench warmer, playing only 13 games all season and less than 7 minutes combined over the last five games. Mark Rene, 1010 Winds Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.